You're listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Drones are increasingly being used by city governments for things like land surveying and storm damage assessments. The city of Salinas plans to be an early adopter of the technology, but first the city wants to get the community on board. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The sun peaks just after lunchtime at Natividad Creek Park. It's the largest public park in Salinas. There's a patchy field with a row of trees along the back. Just above, one drone with flashing lights buzzes overhead. Standing below in the middle of the field is Tony Cardoza, wearing a bright yellow vest and a white hard hat. He's holding the controller.
I love my job. I never thought I'd be doing this.
Cardoza is a GIS technician for the city of Salinas. GIS stands for Geographic Information Systems. He helps collect, manage, and analyze geographic data. He says the drone is changing the way he surveys land.
It's another view. Usually we have to wait for planes to fly over for us to get imagery.
Which is expensive.
But with this, we can just go out and fly and get it ourselves. Or get videos. It really changes everything about GIS.
He's using the drone to collect a series of aerial photographs of the park. Its specialized camera can detect details on the ground that the human eye can't see, like fungal problems in the grass or trees. Later, Cardoza will use his computer to stitch those photos together to make a virtual model of the land he's surveying. The city of Salinas secured permission to fly from the Federal Aviation Administration this summer. But before fully implementing the technology, it wants to have an official drone policy in place, one that is supported by residents. Okay. Salinas' drone takes off out in front of City Hall and hovers overhead. A small group has gathered to watch. The city is holding several of these public meetings to get feedback on their proposed policy. So far, the number one concern has been privacy.
Personally, I don't have privacy concerns.
David Mack has lived in Salinas his entire life.
But I could see how if there was a drone flying over neighborhoods, people would have those concerns.
So Mack suggests that the city alert neighborhoods before they fly over them.
I think that there's a value to that, to ease the concerns over spying by the government.
We have it specifically in our policy. We're not police, we're not enforcement.
GIS Administrator Eric Sandoval worked on the city's proposed policy. He says the purpose of drone use is to help Salinas' departments of Parks and Recreation, Public Works, and Community Development. The technology could be used to get a bird's eye view of problematic road intersections, for roof inspections, or storm damage assessments. He wishes they had the drone back in February. That's when a windstorm downed more than 600 trees in Salinas.
We could have been taking photographs from an aerial standpoint at a higher elevation to get an encompassing view of the overall damage that occurred to the city to make a really strong application for adequate funding from FEMA, which would have been a lot more efficient than having people walking around trying to take pictures here and there of a downed tree or a crushed house.
What Salinas wants to do is already happening in other parts of the country. The FAA issued more than 300 authorizations for drone operators after recent hurricanes.
You're just going to see more and more of this. So yeah, it's the wave of the future. It's already here.
The Salinas City Council will vote on the proposed drone policy in November. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.